Welcome back, mofos and mofets, to the Tubelin Podcast. I'm so excited. I'm going to piss somebody off today. Maybe. Hopefully. I don't know. Whatever. So, today's episode, I'm going to focus on, like, education. Something I didn't get. I did not go to higher education. I actually went to college and high school my 12th grade year. But other than that, no college experience. Just as an outside view, if you want to think about it. This is a complete outside view of what's going on. So my question is, have you ever been at work and asked yourself, how did this motherfucker get this job? You may have even asked yourself, how did this idiot get through college? And there, you should already know. There's not much you don't know about what's going on. You know these people are fucks. So we're gonna get into some statistics, a little bit of math, you know what I'm saying? Math with an F. And I'm gonna show you some shit. But it's Tubelin Podcast, so that's what we're here for. Last week we had fella, or last 3 weeks, because I hadn't uploaded in 3 weeks. It was my birthday, and I've been, you know, off doing, like, off 1 week, on 1 week. It kind of fits my schedule better. So that's just an update on the Tubelin Podcast. If you're listening, you know what I'm saying? If you fucking with a nigga. Other than that, we just going to get straight into it. First thing I really want you to know is 99% of the United States wealth is currently held by 1% of the population, which is, it's a problem. But, and it's not even 1%. Let me rephrase that. It's 0.1%. The wealth gap between somebody in the 1% and the 0.1% is about $200,000. So that's just that. And when we're talking about your boss being like shitty as fuck and then trying to figure out how this motherfucker get this job, I'm going to show you how he got that job and how he got through college being a complete fucking idiot. First, I'm going to start with the average cost of attendance for a student living on campus at a public 4-year in-state institution is about $25,000 per year, which kind of averages out to about $102,000 for a 4-year college. Out-of-state students pay $43,000 per year, which kind of averages out to about $170,000 for 4 years. And you want that 4 years. You ain't trying to go for the two. You ain't trying to leave your state to go for 2 years. You need the whole, you want the whole motherfucking foe. And this is where it gets weird. Private, nonprofit universities, students usually pay $54,000 a year, which averages out at $218,000 for 4 years. And so those are like more elite schools. I would say Harvard, Yale, where crackers end up going because they can. So the median income for an individual living in the United States is about $46,000 a year, right? It's the middle ground. Everything below it sucks. In 18 years, a person making the median, which is $44,000 a year, $44,000 a year, will accumulate roughly about $800,000. And I'm going to break down how that $800,000 is just going to fucking disappear in their face. I'm going to start with rent. Rent is extremely important in this situation, simply because that it is going to take up the most amount of your money. Average rent for a month for a 1-bedroom apartment. And also, I'm going to give some caveats also before I start this. This person is a single person with a kid. One person, one kid. We're pushing through. We're going to make it happen like this. This nigga is going to motherfucking college. That's the idea. You're doing your best with your medium income to send this nigga to college, right? All right, so this person will roughly pay about anywhere from $941 to $1,169, according to a poll I found somewhere on the internet, in January 2021 to 2022. Those are the prices for a 1-bedroom apartment. But this is a person with a kid, so they need a 2-bedroom apartment. So that is going to increase till about $1,000 to $1,300. This person most likely will spend about $234,000 of that $800,000 they're making in 18 years, on rent, just alone. In the United States, I mean, that's average. That's what we're going to see. And, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. It's going to happen. You're going to pay rent. You know, I'm going to focus on things that you're going to do. Food. Let's go with food. In the United States, the monthly cost of feeding one person for a month is $342.11. So you're going to have to feed two people for 18 years. That's going to be about $144,000 added on or subtracted from your $800,000 estimate, being a median income human being in America. So you would think being like half a good goddamn American in income wise would get you anything you need, at least half, right? But that goes back to the 0.1%. They own 99% of the motherfucking wealth. So that goes to you, $144,000. On top of the $234,000 on rent. The next thing I want to focus on is that climate change is actually causing food prices to rise. And so this estimate is already bullshit, because that's going to go up. Even rent is going to go up. It never goes down. I've never been living in a place that I was renting, and they were like, good news, your rent's going down. So let's move on, because healthcare, important. You need it. The kid needs it. He gonna sneeze, he gonna shit, and it's gonna be a different color. You're not gonna like it. The average cost of healthcare insurance in the United States is about $560 per month. So that individual will most likely be paying around $120,000 over 18 years. This individual making the median income will not qualify for government programs. They will not qualify for the child or them. So they have to pay that out of pocket. Health insurance will most likely charge the child the same amount. Like, I don't just thinking how these niggas kind of think like pimps. They're not going to think, oh, fuck, that kid is a kid, we got to lower their insurance. They're not going to do that. They may take $20 off, but they don't give a fuck, because their insurance, it's private companies like fucking Twitter. They do not give a fuck. So the next caveat is health insurance with a job. You get your health insurance with a job, it'll give you a little cushion. It'll be like, you'd be like, oh, I got it, like, good. My individual policy on my paycheck is $191 a check. That is damn near $400 a month that I'm paying just for myself. And I know if I added a kid to that, it's double. So $800 a month for me if I had to do it. And so it ain't looking good. It already isn't looking good. We had $120,000 for health insurance, $144,000 for food, and $234,000 for rent. That's damn near half of the $800,000 this income individual is gonna make with a kid. And this kid can't work. This kid can't put out, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got time to go put him in like talent classes. You do, we got like a minute. And you better hope that nigga does amazing. So it's already seeming kind of fucky already to be an average of fucking American. Let's run on to the utility situation of it. The typical U.S. family spends about $2,000 on average for home utility bills. That's according to EnergyStar.gov. And I don't trust them niggas at all, but that's what they're saying. It makes sense. They're going to say what they got to say. Well, something I do know is climate change is going to affect this bill. My utility bill for the month, now, this month, February 14th, goddamn Valentine's Day, is $1,100, because the price of gas or natural gas, I'm not sure which one it is, has gone up. So it's $1,100 right now. How can that person that's making only $800,000 in 18 years account for that at that point? At this point, we're at half their money. They're fucked in half their money. How can they account for that? In 18 years, $36,000 is what they can hope to pay for utilities. But the expectation for this is extremely low. This is not going to stay stable, because, just to be honest, rich fucks keep fucking the planet up. No average human being is like making decisions that could change the scope of how the planet looks. Brazil is cutting down a fucking rainforest we need to breathe for cows, which is in turn going to fuck the climate up. This won't sustain. So you can expect that $36,000. Over 18 years to expand and get bigger and fuck your life up. Now, this is something I didn't think about at first. I really just thought utilities, rent, food, that nigga fine. You know, so that's all a nigga need. No, you need transportation. You need cars. In the city that I live in, it's 30 minutes no matter where I have to. If I have to go to something, to a job, if I had a job that I had to go to, it would take 30 minutes to get there. And I'm not riding no motherfucking bus if I'm making $46,000 a year. I'm saying it right now. Americans own their longest kept cars for an average of about 8 years. In the sample that I found on Google, 64% have only owned their cars for 5 years or less. So you're going to buy multiple, you're going to have one car most likely. And this individual is going to have two cars in 18 years, maybe three, but my estimate, I'm going, they should probably know their situation is dire, especially if they're thinking, we got to send this little nigga to college. So I gave them two cars. This nigga get two motherfucking cars. Most Americans only average about six cars in their lifetime. Two motherfucking cars. Brand new ones. At that, I chose the cheapest cars in the motherfucking America. They steal $20,000 a piece. So most likely this motherfucker's going to spend $40,000 on a car to get to and from work, to and from school, and I'm not even going to factor in gas because that would even be more fucked up. But I will factor in car insurance because, in my opinion, insurance is some bullshit. Trying to get you to pay for something that might happen. That's some crazy shit. But on another turn, it's a good way to rip a bunch of people off. National car insurance, the average rates for policies with full coverage are $2,000 for good drivers, $3,000 for bad drivers and bad credit. So my average is for this individual doing what they're trying to do to get their kid to college is I'm going to give them, they got good credit. Hopefully they've made every fucking possible decision that could help them succeed. And this is so based on good credit. This person is also going to spend an additional $40,000 for car insurance over the span of 18 years. That's some fucked up shit. We're getting to the point where we're way over half now. We're at the point where we're looking at them spending more than half their money, and they haven't even gotten to the point where they can factor in college. The next thing that I'm going to bring up feels like it might not be important, but to me, it's definitely important. Cell phone. I want a computer in my hand. I want to take a shower and watch TV too. So I know if a kid walk in and see me just jamming out in the shower, watching movies in the shower, taking a shit, that kid gonna be like, hey, Nick, I want a phone too. I want to take a shit and watch TV, some SpongeBob or some shit like that too. I'm gonna watch this shit. So you don't have to get that child a phone. And you don't have to get yourself a phone to communicate, because if you don't communicate, you ain't gonna make $46,000 a motherfucking year. The average cost of a cell phone bill per month for a typical American is $127.37. And I'm assuming that's if you buy the phone, put the insurance on it. You don't buy it outright, but you go on the leasing plan. And that's just your bill, because you still got to pay for the phone. Phones are thousands of dollars now. Like, they coming out with phones at $2,000. Nigga, this is a computer in your hand that costs more than a computer that sits on your desk. The PlayStation 5 only costs $399, goddammit. Phone is important, though. It connects you to the world. You become a smarter person if you just understand the questions you need to ask the fucking Google. Phone is needed, in my opinion. So over the course of 18 years, the parent is going to pay $27,000 for a cell phone just for themselves. If somehow this average stays the same, which it fucking won't, because cell phones are keep going to just keep getting pricier because they know we need them. Now, I don't know when a kid is going to need a cell phone. When that consciousness cracks and is like, nigga, I want to take a shit and watch fucking Power Rangers on the motherfucking toilet. Like you, Nick. I think about nine. Half of 18. Nine, it ain't going on for a cell phone. I think I got a cell phone in middle school. I think I was like 12. That was goddamn 15 years ago. That shit ain't gonna work for me now. If I'm 15 in 2023, oh, nigga, I'm on a cell phone at 8, nigga. I need a cell phone and a tablet. And I don't need that bullshit. I need a Samsung Galaxy 2023, nigga. Fuck me up. So they gonna, I mean, just estimate, they gonna spend about 40 G's on a motherfucking cell phone. Just off top. Fuck it. Fucked. That's on top of that. And we're not even gonna count the insurance, nigga, cell phone break, another cell phone, gotta buy another one, all that bullshit. Not even gonna count that shit, because it's already fucked already. We already have over half. Now, the last thing I'm gonna bring up, I didn't also think about this one for sure. Clothing. You need clothing. You can't have naked people out there. Unless you live in a nudist colony, this shit ain't gonna work. In the United States, household income at $46,000 a year. Don't expect to spend $120 a month on fucking clothes. Now, I'm not going to say I do that. I'm wearing the same shit, but I'm a different type of nigga. You're going to have to buy that little nigga some clothes. He going to school. You're making $46,000 a year. Your rent is average, so you living in an all right little apartment probably. So you, this kid, you're going to have to put some clothes on this nigga. You have to put some clothes on yourself because your motherfucking ass is going to work. So about $1,434 a year will go into your own motherfucking clothing budget. According to ValuePenguin.com, the name is Value Penguin, so it's very sketchy. So you can just gonna expect that to double that $1,434 per year for the kid, because this motherfucker gonna be growing. You're gonna have to buy clothes for this nigga way more. So I'm just gonna basically double that $1,434 for the 18 years. It's about $50,000. You coming out of straight pocket. At the end of this, all of these estimates, you're gonna spend about $700,000 of your $800,000. And it cost a kid to go to college at the lowest standards possible, $102,000. So right now, the average American is fucked. Completely fucked. This individual is not gonna be able to send their kid to college. That kid is gonna have to go play some basketball, some hoops maybe, fame shit, throw a football, whatever the fuck that is, or catch it, or run it, whatever the fuck. They gotta do some shit. It can't be soccer. That shit don't make enough money in America. Can't be baseball. They're really good. It's like 9,000 baseball players. So gotta be good at that. Or the kid is smart enough to work through his shit environment that he most likely is in and succeeds in that way, which is usually not the average. That's not what's gonna happen to most people. The individual that this individual can't afford for anything to go wrong. This individual is one move away, one fucked up move away from selling fucking crack. The parent is gonna have to do something if college is in education, side hustle. Then you're gonna have to motherfucking go drive for Lyft, go deliver food. If you want this nigga to go to college and you looking at this little nigga growing up and going, he ain't getting no scholarships, she is not gonna be a good enough volleyball player for this. Then you're gonna have to come out of pocket $100,000. Because the kid ain't school the whole time. That nigga ain't working. If the nigga did work for 18 years, child labor laws is gonna get in your way. So saying it's terribly bad out there. Now, another caveat is Yahoo says landing in the top 10% is fairly obtainable. They think that most people can roughly make $173,000 a year in America. That's 10% of America. Some bullshit. How the fuck is, if more people are getting to 10%, how is it still, whatever. Maybe I'm dumb. About 2% of employed people make $300,000 or more in total income. This is obtainable in 18 years. You can, $300,000? You can send that nigga to school. Let me tell you about the schools that the low-income people are going to before I get into these rich fucks that are just sending their kids to school. Usually under shit circumstances. Low-income / persons of color will have a harder time breaking into higher learning universities. Yale, Harvard, all that shit. And most likely when they get there, they're going to be on a scholarship or a goddamn sports scholarship. They're going to get in with that if they're low-income, most likely persons of color. The environment is going to, in these universities is going to be pretty shit. They're going to feel like they're not worth it. They're going to feel like they're not smart enough to be there because they've worked so hard. And when they get there, most of the people are going to be like, I'm supposed to be here. So universities will not allow student athletes to participate in any form of monetary gain. Right? They just won't. I think they started allowing them to profit off their name and likeness now, but this is like, they've been making billions of dollars off of niggas playing basketball and playing football for decades. This is not new. They make money off of niggas, and it's free labor. Like, that nigga's playing basketball, he's doing exactly what he loves, but goddamn, he ain't getting paid for it. That basketball player has to be an extraordinary basketball player to break into the NBA. It's only like 5,000 people in the world have ever been in the fucking NBA. I'm not really sure about football, and it's not my thing. People, helmets, throwing balls around, catching them, tackling. It's just a stop and go. It's just boring as fuck to me. But universities are most likely going to prey on the human being that sends their kid to college under sports circumstances, sports scholarship circumstances. They're gonna be fucked. The kid's going to have an amazing time, though. He's going to get a bunch of free gear. She's going to get whatever she wants, but she ain't never going to get paid. She's never going to take a percentage of what that university is paying or just making or the coaches are making. Coaches make like millions of dollars. I want to say they just paid Deion Sanders prime time, like $100,000, more than $100,000. I don't know. I'm not sure. Once again, it's football. I don't give a fuck. But they paid that nigga some money. They probably paid him a meal because he's Deion Sanders. They giving him all that money, and he has to go in there and coach a bunch of kids that aren't making money to do the same thing. They could be making money doing 4 years later, 5 years later, 3 years later. They're LeBron James right at fucking high school. Get the fuck out of here. So the universities are already fucking scandalous. It's already bullshit. Why would you even want to spend $102,000 of your $800,000 to send your kid to get fucked up by these universities in the first place? Get the fuck out of here. So that brings me to my next point. There's a bunch of scandals going on. I know you heard about these college admission scandals. There's actually more. I'm going to show you a clip of these people being talked about in the news, how the news is kind of, I guess, showing the story. This is about 3 years ago, ABC. But I don't know. I like the clip. Check it out.
The question this morning is the system rigged? Can kids of lesser means, can students who don't have it all, get a fair shake?
No, they can't, but not necessarily because people are bribing admissions offices to the tune of millions of dollars. You know, I mean, I think that, unfortunately, we live in a system of an unequal system of education in this country that provides access opportunity to people that have the money to afford that access opportunity in a variety of extremely legal ways.
Well, yeah, let's walk through some of them. We can all agree it's wrong to have someone correct your SAT scores, but we know that wealthy kids can get intensive coaching. We know that wealthy kids can get intensive coaching to even rewrite their essays. And it's completely legal.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, that's the case. I mean, I think that as admissions counselor, as somebody that is now on the other side of that equation, helping students try to figure out, you know, how to manage this system, I think what everybody ought to be trying to do is to help students just sort of present their best self.
Could you smell out the fake essays when you're admissions officer?
I don't know. I mean, I think you can smell out maybe when a kid isn't writing at a level that you would expect a student to be writing at. But I don't think you can. You know, and this is one of the hard things about this that I really feel for my friends in the admissions offices here that are really. I mean, let's be honest. This is not an admissions scandal. This is a greed and coaching scandal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I really feel bad about the fact that it very much appears like, you know, my colleagues in the USC admissions office really got took. As it were. So, and it is always difficult. And I do tell families that we have to kind of be a sleuth in the admissions office when we're reading applications to try to understand, okay, what version of this kid is it? You know, and you hope that it's just the best looking version of it, not a fully fake version.
In this particular case, the parents were faking their children's disabilities and ethnicities, which is so egregious so that they were trying to game the system. Can we trust this system? Is it working?
Well, let's be honest. Also, we're not talking about the system. You know, we're talking about the highly selective college admissions process, which is represents a very small sliver of opportunity that families are going for. The overwhelming majority of families in this country that go to college don't go to college via this system. You know, the City University of New York system here, you can submit one application. The essay is optional, and you apply to six schools. You know, the Baruch, CUNY Baruch, where my wife is on faculty, is ranked at or near the top of the social mobility index, you know, moving students from one socioeconomic status to the level to the next. And I think those are the kinds of rankings we should be paying attention to. But yeah, unfortunately, I think that the highly selective institutions are the ones that drive the narrative. Obviously, we're here today talking about this because it's a certain set of schools. We're talking about famous schools and famous people. So here we are on Good Morning America discussing it.
This raises a lot of questions about.
So as you can see, the crackers ain't shit. That's all I'm saying. Hopefully, Jay-Z sends his kids to school too like that. But I'm just saying, these crackers ain't shit. Some bullshit. They just gonna do that. I mean, that makes sense, though. It makes to a certain point, but I'll get to that point later. About 50 people got charged in the college admission scandal. Damn, I fucked that up. They all got off with a slap on the wrist, which was expected. You know what I'm saying? You expect the crackers to go down long. I want to say Lori Loughlin had 14 days in jail. She was like, damn, this is tough. Somebody saw my titty, my nipple. Shit. I'm just saying, she's going to complain about that 14 days for the next 15 years. That's all I'm saying. And all the rest of them, all 50 people, like, no, I had to spend time in jail. It was terrible. I couldn't bring my dog. I don't know why they have British accents or shit British accents, but I don't know. This is an example of like, just wealthy people scamming the system when they actually don't even have to get their kids into college. Here's another example of some crazy shit. This is actually just Bill Burr talking shit. It's pretty funny. I like it. I fuck with Bill Burr, though. Hey.
College admission scandal.
Oh,
and
I love
the
that.
The parents, you love it.
The funny thing about that scandal is that they got their dumb kids in there, but then they were able to handle the curriculum with no problem.
Right.
Like, none of them flunked out. So I guess evidently the real difficulty is getting in.
Getting into the
once
colleges.
You're in, you're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So you went to Harvard, right? So I was going to ask you, how did you find it? Was it difficult?
I'll tell everybody this. I worked really, really hard as a kid. I was a grind and went to public schools. And then I got in and I did think once I got in, this is not, I was terrified. I thought I was going to be the stupidest person there. I was filled with feelings of inadequacy. And then I don't think it was harder than any other college that anybody's gone to. I really believe that.
I don't know, but I think just I can't imagine the embarrassment in those houses.
But you're smiling so much just thinking
I know.
About
it. I'm smiling more. No, I've made a bunch of mistakes. I don't hold people.
I don't know.
I still watch O.J. Simpson highlights.
I do. I'm a football fan.
You know,
he's one of the top five running backs of all time.
You're able to compartmentalize.
But he's all of that. He goes to a restaurant, they go, murderer, murderer. He's not just that. He also won the Heisman Trophy. He get 2,000 yards in a 14-game season. It's just like people are very—they're complex.
Do you think anyone, when he walks into a complex, do you think when he walks into a restaurant, anyone yells out Heisman Trophy?
I would be adding stuff on. You know, Naked Gun. One hand too.
Bill Burr's ass is stupid. That's all I can say. That nigga's retarded. But he right though. You see, he's right about one thing. Them kids are dumb. I also think he's wrong about one thing. They didn't just get help getting in. They got help the whole time. It's because they dumb. What can you do about it? Dumb people gotta do what the dumb people gotta do. Shit. Bill Burr is a real nigga. That nigga said he still watches O.J. Simpson. I still watch the Dave Chappelle R. Kelly pee on you video every once in a while. It's not R. Kelly, but close enough. Now, like I was saying before, there are legal ways to approach this situation. You can do some other things to get your kids into college without raising red flags. And you ain't got to pay too much. I'm going to show you another example of how wealthy people use a legal scam to get their kids into college. This one, actually, I didn't see this coming in my research. I only thought it was just like, you know, the super scammy way. I didn't think there was a legal way. But, you know, when you get white folks together and they got a bunch of money, they start thinking they're kings of the castle. They start figuring out ways to do shit. So here this is. This is pretty insane.
It works like this. Families, some of whom live in million-dollar homes with incomes well into six figures, go to court to have a legal guardian with fewer financial resources appointed for their college-bound students, giving them a better shot at qualifying for need-based financial aid. And it's perfectly legal. According to ProPublica Illinois and the Wall Street Journal, citing court records, the tactic has been used effectively dozens of times.
They were filed by one of two law firms, and many of them used language in the petition, such as, the guardian would provide educational and financial opportunities that the parents could not otherwise provide.
Advocates of the legal maneuver argue that, unlike the college admission scandal, which has led to multiple criminal convictions, these students were fairly accepted and are looking for a way to pay for it, as the annual cost of tuition and fees at the nation's colleges have skyrocketed, rising more than 150% over the past two decades, a bottom-line increase of nearly $32,000 a year on average.
They're absolutely cheating.
Still, some critics contend these families and their students should endure the appropriate pinch based on their resources.
This technique in particular is new and absolutely deserves everybody's sort of shock and scorn.
Another wave of controversy cascading down on college campuses. Money once again at the center. Ron Mott, NBC News, Chicago.
Hey, NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe by clicking on that button down here and click on any of the...
So as you can see, your boy, his name is Davin Sweeney. I'm going to give a shout out to this ginger motherfucker. This ginger is on it. He's actually been in two of the interviews that I've showed today, or that we listened to today. Who fucking cares? He's been on both of them. These gingers, man. Y'all gotta give them the credit, man. White folks hate gingers. They do. They allies. You see a redhead, you give them a handshake, goddammit. These niggas own it. So that's the legal way they do this shit. They just give guardianship to the nanny, and the nanny's like, whatever. She says what she gotta say, and she just do what she gotta do. She probably get a little cut, too. She probably get like a couple racks on the motherfucker. She's lower than the median income American. She's making lower than $44,000 a year, most likely. The nanny is. And she's most likely got more than one kid. So, and I don't know, it's evil to the point where it's like, we're all asking, why is this happening? You know, we're trying to figure out how it's happening. We're trying to figure out, you know, what is the purpose? Like, y'all got all the money in the world. Why send your kid to college on either pay way too much or do it like the actors did? They got caught, or take a pay cut. You know what I'm saying? They live in like $500,000 houses, $1 million houses. They like, can't be spending all this money on this kid. These niggas got side bitches. Women got side niggas. It's a lot going on in these million-dollar households that we don't even want to know about. But that's not even, like, the worst of it, you know? I'm going to show you another example of something that actually will affect you. If you think these college admission scandals ain't going to affect you because you don't have a kid or you didn't send that kid to college, it's not, you think you're outside the bubble, well, take a look at this, because it's a big fuck you to you.
New at 5:30 now, more than two dozen people, including some from Long Island and New Jersey, have been charged in a fraudulent nursing diploma scheme. Federal prosecutors say that three once-accredited South Florida nursing schools sold more than 7,600 fake documents for $15,000 each, and that totals $114 million. Investigators say that while some of the people who bought the fake diplomas and transcripts had healthcare experience, others did not.
God damn, that's a lot of people. That's your nurse. Now, I don't personally think it stops at nurses. I think it's doctors, too. I mean, I feel like I've been in the hospital. I've been like, yeah, he just took a bunch of pills and fucked a prostitute. And then I realized I was watching Dr. House. And so that might, you know, be the reason he was good at his job. He actually was, you know, smart enough to get into college. And the rest of the doctors at the house, doctor, were pretty much nepotism kids that got into college for no reason. So I don't think it stops the nurses. It's systemic. It's all of them. So next time you go to the hospital, just remember, a nigga told you so. It's your ass die. You up there talking to the afterlife. You're going to be like, I don't know how it happened. I have no clue how I died, how it happened, what's going on. So, in summary, first and foremost, Fuck that Jesus added the Super Bowl. Fuck, that was dumb. You know, fuck. But next, we knew this was happening, right? We've all had the privilege of having a boss that didn't quite know what the fuck was going on. If you went to college on a scholarship, good for you, but you must have experienced more than a few students or peers that were way too dumb to have gotten into the college that you got into. And if you had a median income parent, you most likely went to like either community college, and if you did really good and you got a scholarship, you went into higher learning, you probably realized there were some things that was going wrong. Not all these people should be here. This is a systemic issue, and the wealthy feel they need to send their kids to schools for status. They just want to be able to tell other wealthy people, their friends, that they sent their kids to Harvard. And it isn't even like about wealthy people wanting better for their children. They just want status for themselves. It's a very selfish reason. Lori Loughlin didn't send that dumbass white girl to be on a row team she was never to be on for the kid. She didn't think the kid was going to be like a better person. She was like, no, I got to look better. Because when I go to this dinner party, these niggas got to look at me and be like, oh shit, she sent her kid to Harvard. But what is insane is they should all know they have dumb kids, because those kids have to do nothing. I do believe that, like, if you're going to inherit intelligence, it's because you've done something to get it. It's not even sometimes genetic. You have to go do something. These kids don't do shit their entire life. And so the first time I experienced people in college was going to a friend of mine, his frat party. And the first thing I learned is I didn't want to be in a frat, because, you know, we said to him all night, we don't know how you're paying for friends, and we're here. You know what I'm saying? You're paying for these people. You shouldn't have invited us. And also, we just noticed that a lot of these people were really fucking stupid. And it was strange. It was like, you got into college. Like Conan said, he thought he was stupid when he went to Harvard. When I went up to that college, I was like, I don't be the dumbest person here. Turns out, working regular jobs, sort of getting like a street level education, turned out for me, it feels like a better move than ever breaking somebody's bank, sending them to a place so they can feel better when they say, I sent my kid to college. Anyway, that's it. That's all I got for today. I don't know. I still fuck the rich. Sometimes fuck white people. Sometimes. Not all of them, but like sometimes. It's really different. I just see what I see, you know? This research took me all of like 3 hours to look up all of the shit with a premise, and I came up with this, and it's fucked. I had to drink more alcohol than I've ever drank in my life. An extra shot of liquor. These crackers got on my nerves. Cause I can't see, no, I don't know. Jay-Z probably does it. Rich black people probably do this shit, but like, niggas ain't been rich that long. They just free niggas. So it's like, and this is systemic. This has been happening. These niggas acting like they kings in the castle. It don't make any sense. But thank you. Tuning in to the Two Blunt Podcast on this crazy ass, dumb ass adventure I took you on. This was not nonsense this time, like fella. Fella was all nonsense. It didn't make any sense. But that's fella. So I'll leave you with this. You guys have a good day. Peace out. Mofos and Mofos. Desert, blowing up the sun.